got four coming to Smith Center on Saturday night. Creed Humphrey is coming for our Home on the Range Cabin Celebration, the All-Pro Center. Trey Smith is coming back. He's been there before, but he's going to come back. That's his buddy, Trey and Creed. But also Felix Anyedike Uzomah is coming this year, the Chiefs' first-round draft pick last year, and who I have high hopes for this year. He had the big play in the Super Bowl. And then the remarkable story of Echo Boydo, also a K-Stater, played high school ball in Lawrence, immigrated to the States from Ghana, and literally just tried out, showed up, drove up and said, hey, can I give it a shot? Not only made the team, he became a Super Bowl champion. Those four guys are going to be in Smith Center Saturday night. And it's everybody's chance listening here to be there, to get their autograph, get a picture taken with them. And Mike, I'm going to tell you, the opportunity to do this is becoming more and more rare, especially in rural Kansas and especially in like the region for the Hayes region in your listening area. So it's going to be an awesome night. I hope people can just drive up and enjoy this, because who knows when we're going to do it again.
It seems like Creed and Trey are the type of guys who would enjoy going to rural Western Kansas to do something like this. I don't know if it's that offensive line type of mentality or what it is, but they seem like guys who would be willing and happy to do something like this.
It's the way they're wired, and they're just humble dudes, and they do get rural America. Now, let me tell you about Creed and why the story is very interesting, because it ties into Home on the Range. Creed grew up in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Very proud of growing up there, proud of his hometown, and bigger than Smith Center, but Hayes type size. But Dr. Brewster Higley is the guy that wrote the Home on the Range lyrics in the cabin that we preserve northwest of Smith Center. The cabin was built in 1872, and we've preserved it down through the years and doing even more, so it's going to get really exciting as we move forward. But when Dr. Higley left Smith County, he lived for maybe 10 or 12 years in Smith County after writing the song. Guess where he moved to? Shawnee, Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
And that's where Dr. Higley's buried. So the two, we're going to start this Saturday night, and that's where Creed is going to kind of kick this off. A sister city relationship between Smith Center, Smith County, and Shawnee, Oklahoma. We're going to start to do events. Descendants of the Higley family, some of whom live in Shawnee, will be there that night on Saturday night to start this sister city relationship. You know, there's a Home on the Range movie. We'll show it there. But we want to also bring awareness to people that that's where Dr. Higley went after he left Smith County, and that's where he's buried.
Mitch Holtz is with us on the morning show. There is, and you've done this Home on the Range Cabin Celebration for years, another one coming up on Friday and Saturday in Smith Center, and there are many outstanding long-range goals for this committee and some exciting things down the road for Home on the Range.
In the entire region, you guys will be blessed by it, including the Hayes region and the Hayes city. And I appreciate people that have supported it. And, you know, I talk about Kevin Swain and joke with him with High Plains Farm Credit, but they are such awesome partners for the region. Nextech, love those gals and guys at Nextech. And they're part of the support of this. But right now we're in the we're working on it of getting a 90-ton bridge built across the south end of Beaver Creek. If people have not been to the grounds, it's worth a day trip and check it out. So the cabin is there where he wrote the song, preserved down through the years. We have 55 acres that we have started to make into a hiking and walking trail around the cabin site. And then we have a footbridge that crosses on the north end of the property near the cabin. That was to help with flood control and try to protect the cabin as much as we can. And then on the south end, building a 90-ton bridge. That's the next phase, because where we're headed for this, you guys, is building an amphitheater. Probably about a $2.5 million project, but an amphitheater will be built on the site. Now, let me tell you the thought process on this. I don't know if you guys have been to Symphony in the Flint Hills. Some of your listeners have, where the Kansas City Symphony has a concert basically in the middle of nowhere. It's in the middle of a pasture, and it's awesome. 7,000 people buy tickets. It's a fundraiser for the Kansas City Symphony. It sells out in just minutes. But the last song they play every year is Home on the Range. So a goal would be someday to have the symphony on the actual grounds of where the song was written.
Wow.
And yeah, another piece. We're headed there, boys. It's just we're going to get this done. And why Hayes will benefit is that the far-reaching, you know, hotels and restaurants and people staying in Hayes and possibly, you know, making it an extended stay, Sternberg Museum and you know, visiting the Fort Hayes site, but then coming to these big concerts. The other thing that happens, and this is a very real thing, because Home on the Range has such an impact in the music world, especially in cowboy music. Singers love to come to the site to sing it. Michael Martin Murphy is one of those. And others have just shown up, and they want to sing this. They love the fact that we preserved the cabin on the original site of where the song was written. So we'll have a series of concerts. Let me tell you who else is really cool in this, and a lot of your listeners know them, and it's Jeff and Marla Copper.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff's an awesome benefactor of Fort Hayes State. He's been a pillar, and Marla too. Both Smith Center folks, awesome folks. Jeff married the Moore girl, I always say. But Jeff created Country Stampede.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the entrepreneur for that. And that's an amazing family. I'm very proud that they're from the Smith Center area. But he knows, and he's great to lead us in this progress, because at some point we're going to have concerts on that site in Smith County on the Home on the Range site at a beautiful amphitheater. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a place that will be a entertainment opportunity for people who live in Hayes. The Hayes will get benefit of filling the hotels, and I mean, just watch this grow as it goes. And that's these weekends. This is our seventh annual weekend to fundraise. And right now, we're zeroing in on this 90-ton bridge on the south end of the property. And then we're also searching and talking to and presenting for major benefactors as we work on that $2.5 million amphitheater project.
Mitch Holtis with us, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Big event this weekend in Smith Center. You mentioned there's, you know, 55 acres out there, and with the voters in the Kansas City area voting down that downtown stadium, there's rumors that the Chiefs might move. What about the Smith Center Chiefs and that 55 acres getting a stadium for the Chiefs out there? Then you'd be right close to home again, Mitch.
And truthfully, 240 acres are on the site. We still use 240 acres, actually 240 plus 55. We still farmed the foundation. People's Heartland Foundation owns 240 acres that we use as income for the foundation. Now, we will take that out of production, but we will build a stadium there. Hayes will benefit from that.
Yes.
And so it'd be a little bit of a commute for you, but only an hour and a half. Or hour 20 instead of driving to Kansas City. But yes, you just have broken the news that the new stadium will be in Smith County, Kansas. The pooches will be overloaded on game day.
Yeah, no doubt.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
And Jiffy Burger.
Yeah. It'll be really, really busy. Mitch, give us a rundown of the schedule this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to start. We're going to have a Friday night. We have a VIP dinner and auction Friday night in Smith Center for our benefactors and donors. And then we have some really cool Chiefs auction items. But then in the morning on Saturday, if people are so inclined, and we have a lot of folks that come up from Hayes that play pickleball. We have a big pickleball tournament at the elementary school and the high school. Chicken and Pickle, which is headquartered in Kansas City. They have locations now all over the states. But they have been great friends for us, and they set up this pickleball tournament that we have at the high school, so people can still register. Then we have a golf tournament. We're a little breezy this weekend, but hey, we've played in the blizzard before, and then we played in beautiful weather. But a golf tournament there at Smith Center that we do in the morning. In the evening, then, we have what we call Chiefs Chat, and that's with the four guys. And if you play pickleball and golf, you'll run into the guys. I mean, this is your chance to sit there and, guy, I'm going to talk to Creed Humphrey and get my picture taken with him. But our Chiefs Chat is at 7 o'clock. Now, I would show up in the 6:15 range because we have the guys at their individual tables for pictures with fans and then also for autographs. And then we will have a presentation on the stage at the Smith Center Auditorium starting at 7 o'clock where we'll hear from the guys. We do some pretty powerful videos, and then We close it out. It's a night to celebrate. It's our own kind of Super Bowl celebration for the whole region. What's awesome, I know it's in Smith Center, but I'm calling out all my mid-continent friends to show up because we have people there from Plainville and Stockton. We have people that come from Ellis, from Norton and Peaburg. It's a unique chance on a Saturday night in the spring to spend, and it's free for the evening. Now, the pickleball, we charge a fee to play pickleball and golf, but in the evening, it's free. And this year, I want to fill that auditorium just to let those guys know how much we appreciate them and being back-to-back Super Bowl champions. Because let me tell you something else that's very real about this. These guys are giving up a Saturday in the off season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you two guys and everybody listening, the price you pay for being as successful as we have is there really have been limited or no off seasons. It has been so, God, the demands have been so much, especially last year when we hosted the draft. But these off-season weekends and a Saturday for these guys are like gold. And we get fewer than teams in the NFL. You go to 4 Super Bowls in 5 years and win 3 of them, your off-season ends up being an off couple of weekends. And when one of those weekends is spent in Smith Center to say, yeah, I'll help you out on that, that's what these guys are doing. So that's why I'm saying it's rare and it's awesome. But people can find out more information. Just go to homeontherangecabin.com. Just type those letters out. Just keep right on going with no spacing. Just homeontherangecabin.com. And we've got an awesome site, awesome mobile website. And you can go to the website and check it out. But it's got more details and lists it all out. But it's really something special to do. And for kids, this is a great chance for kids. You got an 8, 9, 10-year-old and a chance to get autographs and meet the guys. This is really cool. Yeah, you can do it at training camp. That's getting harder and harder to do, but it's fun to go to training camp, but we're getting 10,000 a day. This is a chance for the Chiefs being right in your backyard. And so I'm excited to do it for the communities. I'm excited to do it for our cabin initiative, but it's also exciting to do it for the Chiefs Kingdom, which is celebrating its best days and some of the best days in NFL history.
Chiefs fans, you will not believe the video that you will watch. Now, last year, kind of recap the Super Bowl championship season, I assume this year's video will be the same. I was blown away by the production. That is a fantastic production company.
And 65 TPT is our in-house production crew. Two guys are actually flying up to help with the Joe Helder and Lucas Boyd. And they'll be flying up Saturday morning, and they're working on it right now. In fact, I got a meeting later this morning with them to go over it. And, yeah, they're putting a lot of effort into it, just basically for everybody listening here. I'm just telling you, it's a unique night.
Yeah.
It's gonna be harder and harder to do these as time goes on, particularly if we stay this successful. Yeah, I'd love to get Mahomes and Kelsey and Taylor Swift there, but we could, 400 people in the Smith Center Auditorium ain't going to cover that one. Even Lewis Field wouldn't cover it if we did it in Hayes. But it's just an awesome night, worth a drive, worth an evening, because these guys are giving up a day basically for all of us.
Hey, I'm a Creed Humphrey guy anyway.
Yeah.
State finalist wrestler, Shawnee, Oklahoma. So any chance we could get maybe Creed to go up against the Franklin boys in a tag team?
That's going to happen, actually, at 2 o'clock.
I will be there.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the afternoon after school. Right? We'll have a pause in pickleball, and Creed's going to take on both Franklins at the same time. So, I think Luke's going to – he's going to wrestle in Nebraska.
Yep.
I believe it's Southeast Community College, but I hope Luke would make it alive from the match with Creed. I don't know if – the Franklin boys are tough, but I don't know if they've wrestled an all-pro 300-pounder who could have wrestled Division I in college but decided to play football at OU. I don't know. I think maybe I might just go with Creed on this one.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Trey's this huge bear of a man, but he's got the heart. And he's one of the – we'll show some of his blocks, like his block against the Jets. We see Pacheco's 47-yard run against the Jets for a touchdown. What we fail to always realize is how Trey Smith wipes out three guys. including that poor safety Jordan Whitehead who was talking smack on us in Super Bowl 55, who I still don't think has seen the light of day yet. But Trey's got the heart of gold. But when you get him on the field, that heart turns into the heart of a lion. And then for K-Staters, this is going to be big to have. How about Felix and Echo? In two consecutive years, they win a Big 12 championship and then win the Super Bowl championship. So it's good to be Felix and Echo in these back-to-back years, but they'll be there as well.
Well, can't wait. It's going to be great. Now, Mitch, I will tell you that my 8-year-old is probably, and you can do with this what you will, but she'll probably slip you a note to give to Travis Kelce, to give to Taylor Swift. She's a huge Taylor Swift fan. So you can do whatever that's probably going to happen. You can do with that note whatever you want.
Hang on just a second. Let me put it on the stack of notes.
Yeah, no kidding.
There it is, including my 10-year-old granddaughter. So her basketball team, I went to watch them play. My wife and I went to watch her team play. And they didn't run up and go, hey, how you doing? It's Cora's grandpa and grandma. They go, is Taylor Swift here? Is she coming? What's she yeah. I'm like, these are 9-year-old girls asking me if I'd gone to the Taylor Swift Kelce party.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, yeah, we got that going on.
Hey, it's good to be a Chiefs fan. It really is. I mean, the Chiefs are just really cool right now, not just because they're winning.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Taylor Swift is going to be there. We're breaking news here. The stadium's moving to Smith County, and Taylor Swift is going to be there. Now, Taylor's a dude. He lives in Logan.
Yeah, right.
He works at the co-op in Logan, but I think he's going to be there. I'm not sure. Get your pictures with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and my daughter's name is Peyton Manning, so we've got Peyton Manning and Taylor Swift at the Home on the Range Cabin celebration. Can't wait.
I love it, Mike, when you have your year pilgrimage, you come to the Chiefs Kingdom show, like once a year with your wife. And I go, Peyton Manning is here tonight.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, they're freaking out. Like, what? Yeah. It's this little girl sitting in the back too. So that's awesome. Yeah, we'll have Peyton Manning and Taylor Swift from Logan.
Yeah, well, you'll want to be in Smith Center this weekend. Mitch, anything else as we wrap up?
No, we just people can go to that site just to get information or if they want to register for pickleball or golf. And then you can kind of show up first come, first serve. But we'll have the guys lined up. Half hour, 45 minutes ahead of the 7 o'clock Chiefs chat to get autographs and pictures. But I would just, man, if there's any way to figure it out, if I'm a 10-year-old kid and I'm living in north central Kansas, I'm saying the Chiefs are coming here. Dad and Mom, let's go. So hopefully that'll be the case. So we'll see everybody on Saturday.
Yeah, this 51-year-old guy is saying the exact same thing.
You got it, brother.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. We'll see you this week.
There's just a 10-year-old living in all of us anyway.
That's right. That's right.
That's what I tell people, though, about Patrick. Patrick, we're all just riding bikes down to Patrick's house and having a great time. Patrick says this. He has this inner 10-year-old, and I tell him, dude, never lose it. Never let that go. He's just a 10-year-old's cat.